For months, communities across the country have raised the alarms about policies that have inflicted fear and suffering on families, many of whom were following the law and had lawful immigration processes. And so we acknowledge that today's actions by the administration, but it should never have required this much public outrage and political pressure for this type of accountability to occur.
Adam Schiff today told reporters that he thinks the real impetus behind her firing isn't so much about the violence from the tactics of the agencies that she oversees, but that it's related to campaigning. What's your response?
You know, the president waited until the controversy surrounding Secretary Noem became very serious and political liability before he started acting. That delay allowed harm to continue much longer than it should have, and leadership demands moral clarity, not calculations based on pollings or headlines, and the American people deserve far better than what we have witnessed.
Now, she's been tapped to be the special envoy for the Shield of Americas. Do you anticipate something similar in her role in Latin America?
Well, we're not celebrating anyone's removal from office. You know, many families have suffered for any of this to be appropriate, but accountability matters, and we hope that public officials demonstrate that there are consequences to these decisions. So we hope that Secretary Noem is held accountable, and can't speak to what she's going to be doing in Latin America, but we could speak about what has happened during her tenure in this role, which I think could give precedent to what will be happening under her influence in her new current role.
The president has appointed, at least for now, a senator from Oklahoma, Mark Wayne Mullen. He is in support of the SAVE Act. I think LULAC has a lawsuit against the Trump administration in regards to its efforts to curtail voting rights, which some would say the SAVE Act does. Could you talk about that?
Yes, LULAC is currently engaged in litigation against the SAVE Act for many concerns, and that the SAVE Act infringes upon voting rights across the country, especially towards women and people of color.
And just wondering, what is the connection between the Department of Homeland Security and the SAVE Act?
We are concerned about statements that have been made about having ICE agents engage in voter intimidation when it comes to our elections. And so that's really what we are focused on right now, and ensuring that our democratic process and people's rights to vote are not being infringed upon. Having any type of law enforcement around the polls, especially in communities of color where people have been naturalized and have all the legal rights to vote, might still feel some level of fear that they're going to be targeted because of the color of their skin. And so that type of enforcement only causes more divisions and creates intimidation for these communities who have every right and legal presence and are citizens of the United States who can exercise the right to vote.
Do you anticipate any change with a new Department of Homeland Security secretary?
I can't really speak upon whether there's going to be any changes or not, but what is clear is that there was some level of accountability for the outgoing secretary, so we'd hope that there will be some kind of change.
What kind of change would you like to see?
We would like to see change that resets the way this administration approaches immigration. We hope that enforcement is lawful, professional, and also humane. I think families deserve to be treated as human beings, not political props. And America is truly at its strongest when we uphold the rule of law and ensure that there's dignity for every person within our borders. We want to make sure that the Constitution does not make any exceptions based on immigration status. And when government agents abuse the authority under color of law, civil rights organizations like ours have a duty to demand accountability and justice.